What song do you want to hear, Dan?
Beer!
You are now listening to America's favorite craft beer podcast, a show that covers tricks, tips, and trends inside the craft beer industry. I am your host, craft beer enthusiast, Tom Simpson. Next to me, my co-host, a man with more untapped check-ins than you have steps on your Fitbit, the adjunct professor himself, Mr. Dan Powell. Tune in, sit down, and drink up. And most importantly, thank you for joining us on another episode of America the Brew.
I'll do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. And if you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of America, the Brewtiful. We are super excited for today's episode. If you are a loyal listener to our podcast, you know that we like to talk about ways that the beer community can do good for the world. We'll talk about two fundraisers that we hope you jump on that can land you some great beer and, more importantly, help the world.
Also, hot dogs, right? How your monster appetite can land you a year's worth of beer.
You had me at hot dogs.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why some breweries are backing out of a big beer fest.
And of course, we'll talk releases, including one that joins our pantheon of what even is beer and is just begging for a cease and desist from the world of fast food.
But before we do any of that, we have to open a beer.
Of course. So this is Root and Branch. You brought this. This is called Death Party. It says here, extra pale ale. And the description, multi-oat wheat, extra pale ale, brewed and dry hopped with American hops.
That's a good beer. I've tried it.
Oh, you've tried it already.
I've tried it.
So we have this. We're going to be back in a little bit. I'm going to pour three of these glasses because our special guest is coming up.
Nice tease.
Right after this break.
Season 2, Episode 11, America the Brewtiful. Besides the love of beer, there is probably something that everyone out there listening has in common. They have lost a loved one to cancer.
Personally, my family has a history of cancer, and it's taken away too many loved ones in my family, friends. It's something we've all dealt with.
Certainly. I want to welcome in Jose, who many of you know from Instagram as Yankee Runner. He's here to share his personal story and how he is using beer as a medium to raise money to fight this terrible disease. Jose, thank you very much for joining us today. It's so good to be sitting next to you, man.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
So let's start here. I know this is not easy to talk about. Tell us about your story and tell us about Melissa's Wings.
All right. Well, Melissa's Wings started about 11 years ago, maybe even more than that. Started a small bar in North Arlington, the Copper Mine. I don't know if you guys have heard of that place.
I was there a long time ago, and also across the street at Fatso Fogarty's.
Fatso Fogarty's. Everybody's.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah, so we started there. We did it for a few years there, and then we moved to New York at One Mile House in Lower Manhattan. And then I think it was 4 years ago now, or five. I told my best friend, Jason, I kind of want to make an event out of this and raise money. And that's how it literally started. I was drunk talking to him. And
it's where all the good ideas start.
Yeah. And then, I started looking for events, locations. And then a friend of mine said, why don't you reach out to Hudson Valley? He had a contact over there. And I emailed them. And within a day, they said, absolutely.
Up in Beacon?
Yeah.
That's, wow. Okay.
So Hudson Valley Brewery was the first location we did the event at.
No kidding. I didn't know
yeah.
that.
So it was small. About 40 people went to that one. We had raffles there, In total, we raised about $4,000.
Wow.
Which was nice. Great. I was very impressed. And then Dave from Mindful Ales had an event in Jersey City, and Jerry's was there. And he said, you know, you should have it at Other Half next year. I thought he was joking.
Right.
But a few months later, he's like, dude, what's going on? Are we going to do this or what? And I was honored and thrilled. And that's where the second event was.
And what is this like now? This is like 5 years ago? Or
this was the one at Other Half was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So we had it there. It was 100 people. We were tight in there. But it was one hell of an event. It was, yeah, I got the speech out, or I tried to. Didn't go too well. 2 years in a row of me crying. Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's I can imagine. And the event, you know, a lot of people do know about the event, but we always assume that people don't necessarily know. The event is commemorative of what? What is it that you're...
So the event is in memory of my mom that passed away from cancer back in 1995 in Colombia. So it was just... the event is... Her name is on it, Melissa, which is abbreviation of Maria Elena Escobar Saavedra.
Okay.
But I want people to know this is not just for her. It's for, you know, people that have... People that they know that are fighting cancer, people that they know that are lost somebody to cancer, somebody that is fighting cancer themselves. This is what that event is for. It's for everybody. It's for them. It just has my mom's name on it.
That's great. Now, and you picked Memorial Sloan Kettering, right? That's where a lot of the proceeds go. I'm assuming yes. You did that because that's like the preeminent cancer hospital in the country, really.
Yes.
I don't know if it's about the world, but the world. You know.
Yeah.
At least,
right.
Yeah.
So that was hard to do. So there was a few places that I was looking at, and when I read what Memorial Sloan Kettering was doing, I kind of decided, you know, I want to go with them. And that was the first year. The second year, when it was at Other Half, I talked to a buddy of mine, Aaron. His mom also passed away from cancer, and I liked what she was doing while she was alive. She, you know, donated her time, she donated money, she raised money for St. Jude's. So last year was Memorial Sloan Kettering and St. Jude's, and this year we're going to continue that, and every year going forward it's going to be the two foundations.
That's great.
All right, so before we get into what's in the raffle, how do people participate? How do people out there, they're listening now, they're like, ooh, I don't even need to know what beers are in it. How do I donate? How do I get into the raffle?
That is a great question because I'm getting a lot of those questions. So the link is in my bio. One thing that I do want to clarify, Bobby from Escohart is running a different raffle for his beers, which I love him for doing that. You guys talked about it in the previous episode. Mine is on my link, is in my bio. I'm sorry. And it's simple. Just for every $5 that you donate, you get a ticket, and it covers all the packages that we have. So if you donated $5 for the first one, that's going to cover all of them, which means if you are the first chosen person, you get to pick whatever package is there. Second picks whatever's left, and so on until all packages are gone.
Amazing. All right, let's talk about the packages, right? So why don't you go through what's been given so far? Which are the ones so far that people can know about?
The first one was the 350, I think they're 350, 375, of the Three Fontaine A&G, and then the A&G Honey. That was the first package. The second one was Bobby's collaboration that they did with a Counterpart. Absolutely delicious bottles.
Oh, yes, beautiful bottles.
I recommend if anybody's going to donate, be for one of those. Then Kane, I talked to Michael Kane. He was kind enough to give me that ridiculous package of the cooler, the koozie, the hat, the bottles, the glassware. So that was the third one. And then the next one that we're going to do is a bottle of bourbon, Weller.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Again, I don't know a lot about bourbon. I just know it's a green label.
Were those donated?
Yeah. So that bottle of bourbon was donated by Alvin, the brewery, Brewery Vibes, I think it's called.
Okay. All right.
He's
That's
down
his
in,
Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to hate me if I got that wrong. he's down south. He's with the crew from The Seed. So he was kind enough to donate that.
That's
bottle.
Awesome.
And again, for those of you who are listening who did not know about the raffle before then, if you're on Instagram, it's at Yankee Runner. Just how it sounds. No weird, underscores or capitalizations.
It's
like,
nice and simple.
It's nice and simple. And I wanted to go over that Kane package real quick. It's Kane 10th anniversary set. It's $36.50, which is the blend of the, ales that they do every year. $36.53, which is the chocolate coconut coffee cake. And then the other stuff, which is crazy. Two glasses, Yeti koozies, a Kane hat, and a Kane cooler.
That's very, very generous.
Yeah, that was nice.
Who jumped on first, right? Because I'm assuming you did this the first year, and you're not, like, obviously the other half isn't giving bottles to you, but as the time goes on, who's the first guys that jumped on board and was like, hey, let's do this, man?
So, that's a really good question. Actually, Kane was the first one that really gave us the package for the first. I knew Aaron. Aaron used to work there. He donated that package. And then other people started doing it. I know Magnify gave me something. Troon gave me something because I'm good friends with Alex. So he was kind enough to donate that one as well. That's how it all came about.
And there's a lot more to come that we can't disclose now that you've told us about in secret. but I wanted to, me and Tom wanted to give a package for ourselves too. So this is my favorite brewery, if you guys listen, Angry Chair.
One of your favorite beers.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite beers, Rocky Road from Angry Chair. I also have Jay Wakefield Big Papa. This is like the Florida package, right? Like
This is a time package. I'm blushing over here.
And you and me, we're both have some Hispanic origin in us. This is Cariño from Three Sons. So three of the big stout breweries in Florida. These are now yours.
Wow.
And they will soon be somebody else's.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure Jerris is going to ask if I actually cried, so just tell him I didn't.
we'll edit that out. that's fantastic. I even lost my place here. It was just kind of so you raised $4,000 the first year. I'm assuming that number is like
amazing number.
That's an amazing number. That's a lot
with 40 people. Like,
right?
Yeah. Amazing number.
Other half. Jerris donated some crazy, crazy bottles 2 years ago. That Bobby's Bottles and a few other people that donated. Last year we raised, for the two foundations, we raised $9,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. We over doubled it. And by the time all is said and done, we should be even more than that this year.
Okay. So you don't have a goal, right? Whatever.
I want to hit 10,000 this year. If I hit 10,000, I'll be ecstatic.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the goal for Melissa's Wings 3.
So now Instagram, obviously these are some of the fundraisers here, the bottles. Now when you're at the event, right, you're having it at the Seed, obviously. It'll be this upcoming, if you're listening to the podcast, right, it'll be this upcoming weekend. What is it also? How do you raise money while you're at the event? What is it that you're doing there?
So at the event, it is a private event. This year I did do 20 tickets. I kind of posted a picture online. And I hid all the way at the bottom. If people read at the end of the post, it was snuck in there. DM me if you want tickets. 20 people did. That was the fairest way for me to do it.
That's
If you read, you get it.
It shows everybody. Read the fine print.
And it was a horrible picture. It was a horrible post. If people would have realized that, they would have realized, what the hell is he posting? It was a hummingbird.
Interesting.
So that's what I did this year. So 20 lucky people got into it. That's the first time I did kind of make it public, because I tend to just create a list of my close friends and people that have been to the past and helped me, and then people that I meet. So every year I try to add somebody new that I meet along the way that I see is amazing for the community, that does things for the community, that cares about the event more than the beer, because at the end of the day, you could get beer at any share. It's not about the beer, it's about raising money for the cause. So that is the goal of it. People ask me, well, how can I get tickets? You actually can't.
right, of course. Now, tickets sold out fast.
Yeah,
right?
So
super fast.
Those 20 tickets, I mean, I got it 5 5 minutes, I got 20 DMs. So it was really cool.
And then the other 60 are just you parcel them off to.
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know, there's going to be good friends from a lot of breweries there. And yeah, that's how I can't leave those people out. They're people that have supported me over years and of years of me being in this industry. So they get first dibs no matter what.
And it's being held at the Seed.
At the Seed.
So for those of you who've been at the Seed, beautiful facility. I was just there recently.
I haven't been there yet.
But, you know, there's caps. There's cap limits, you know,
yeah,
or else things are a fire hazard. So
exactly.
Understood that you have to
and
cap
I'm,
it at
I'm
a certain number.
Beyond grateful for those two. I mean, I love that they make beer and delicious beer. But first and foremost, they're two of the most amazing people I've ever met in my entire life. They're generous. They surprised me last year with that barrel where I got to put hops and chamomile in it.
I think you were like brewing that when we interviewed Sean down there. You were down.
You were
down.
In the background.
That's where I saw you guys for the first time.
Yes.
Virtually. Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that beer. The name is absolutely beautiful. The label is even more gorgeous. And like I always tell those two guys, I'm beautiful people making beautiful beers. It's just, it's a beautiful event this year. Really, really excited. And it's, that bottle you can only get if you are at the event. That's the only way you could get that bottle.
Tom, you're gonna save some for me. I'm gonna be at a wedding in Jacksonville.
Of course. We're gonna have it on the show.
Of course. Okay, good. All right. You heard it here first.
I was gonna get back out of that. Yeah, I was gonna ask you. So that's. I'm sorry, but maybe you said that. What type of beer was it? You said it was.
So I don't want to give it away.
I can say it's
a grisette. That much. I don't know. I think Sean described it a little bit in his post.
A little bit.
So I don't want to be the one to give it away.
Oh, so there's a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It is absolutely beautiful. I just can't wait for everybody to try it.
Nice. Very good.
Fantastic. Just, again, people are listening. They want to know how to donate. How do they find you? Just repeat it again. I know it sounds a little redundant. How do they find you? What do they do?
You can find my page is YankeeRunner77. The link is right there in the bio. Click on it. Donate $5. If you can't donate, look, just share the post on your story. Somebody you might know might want to donate. Just do it.
Very good. Very good.
And between now and the end of the month, this is going to
the end of the month. Yes, that would be good to know. So it goes until October 31st. I might push it till November 1st if I get more packages. I'm waiting on a few breweries to get back to me. Might push it out even further. There should be about 10 packages after all is said and done.
Great.
A lot of people are going to have a lot of opportunities to win good beer. So.
And you've already divulged to us a few things that are going to be given away.
I could say that because you're releasing this on Monday. So on Sunday, I'm going to be posting the Mindful Ales bottles. I'm meeting Dave on Saturday to pick it up, and I'm meeting the newcomer to craft beer that's taking everybody by storm, Christian. He's donating a nice bottle to me.
Oh wow!
There we go.
I'm gonna be posting that up next week. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's great. So I mean, for those of you out there, I know people always, we talk to Dave, people are like, how do I get Mindful Ales? And I'm like, the hell if I know. it's very difficult to get. You know, these are small batch bottles.
Yes.
You know, we talked about Bobby, small batch bottles. These are home brewers, very hard to get.
Right. And
Dave, this is your chance.
Yes, there you go. This is your chance. And Dave, like, you know, it's just these really great, delicate beers. Yeah, great brewers.
Is Mindful Ales actually a home brewer?
Well, that's...
I don't think he is. No,
really?
He's not.
Technically not, because he poured it
he's
in DC.
Actually a brewery now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's
LLC.
He's got no tap room though, right? No tap room.
I don't think so.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about another way to give, and it involves, guess what? Beer. Coming up after this.
Like we did when spring began. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars.
Welcome back, everybody. Season 2, episode 11 of America the Brutiful. I want to thank Jose, a.k.a. Yankee Runner, again for joining us, and more importantly, for all the charity work that he's doing. Thank you very much, Jose.
And he's sticking around. So, we're glad to say that he's not alone. We're seeing some more charity work being done in one of our favorite sectors of the beer community, homebrewers.
That's right, Dan. Orso Ales and the other homebrewers from the Shoreside Invitational, who we've mentioned here before, have gotten together for the same cause we mentioned earlier, finding a way to put an end to cancer.
So joining us now is Mike from Orso Ales. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking time. I know you're a busy man with a small child at home, and we appreciate it.
He's walking now, so I'm scared to death of what's going on.
That's pretty scary.
All right, so this is something very personal to you and your family. So please start there, man. Tell us your story.
Sure. So I guess going to the long story short is about 2 years ago, my mother-in-law passed away. 18 years prior to that, she was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. So back to that's stage 4 breast cancer. Those don't know. If somebody might correct me if I'm wrong here, but back then the odds of living very long with that diagnosis wasn't very long. So she survived 18 years with that.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she did succumb to the illness after having a stroke. But still, that's 18 years of kicking cancer's ass.
Yeah, I can't imagine. That must be extremely tough, on all you guys, including her.
Yeah, I mean, it was extremely tough on my wife and her sister, but we all got through it.
So now, we talked to Jose before. He's doing a fundraiser. Tell us about yours. Tell us about the giveaway and, how people can jump on.
Sure. The way we're doing it is we actually had a bunch of homebrewers, a couple of guys from the Shoreside Invitational get together and brew a few beers for this, and some excellent beers. I can go over those in a little bit, but we are donating to our charity called MetaViber. It was the charity that was focused on when my mother-in-law passed away. They donate 100% of the proceeds towards breast cancer research, so we figured it'd be an excellent opportunity to give back. Provide help to research cancer, to cure cancer eventually, hopefully, and to get some people some really good beer. And that's kind of how this is going along. So the way we're doing it is kind of the same way that Bobby from Esquire did his. It's another wonderful, wonderful opportunity for his bottle. I hope I get one of those.
So do we.
Are you listening, Bobby?
So the way we're doing it is every $5 donated basically gets you a lottery, and the lottery at the end be a randomizer, and if you get selected, you get a package of beer. And so far we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different beers you'll be getting in the package.
Wow, that's a lot of beer.
That's great.
All right, so remind people, how do you enter the lottery?
Entering the lottery is pretty easy. It's go to my Instagram. In my profile, there's a link to the charity. The link is directly to the charity. Nothing goes to any of the brewers. You donate 100% through them, and just send me a direct message with a receipt of your donation.
And you have a specific beer that I saw on your Instagram with got a really nice label on it, a nice bottled beer. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Sure. That's called Path. It is an 8% sour ale condition on peaches, cinnamon, and vanilla. And
that sounds really good.
Yeah.
You know what? It was the I don't remember the exact beer that gave me the inspiration, but it was from Corporate Ladder. There was a barrel aged peach cobbler beer. It was
delicious. Oh, that's is that the one, Tom?
I think we had
that. You daydream about?
Yes. Yeah, we had that at somebody's restaurant together, Mike. If you remember that.
I don't know. That beer was incredible. It's not the same beer, but I just kept, every day I just keep thinking about the beer, and I'm like, how do I do this?
That's cool, yeah.
So tell us about some of the other ones, because there's other ones that you collabed on, and if you want to go down the list, please.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So the next beer lined up is called Battle. It was a collaboration between me, Brothers Brewing, which are Joe and Dom, and Rob from Ales from the Crypt. It's a 9% imperial brown ale conditioned on cinnamon, vanilla, and cocoa nibs. Super easy drinking, very, very tasty. Next one we got is Fuel the Flight from Brothers Brewing. It's a 6.5% hibiscus saison. Guys from Oak Flower, Colin, and Ron's from Autodidact got together for a 5.5% Keller beer, dry hopped on cashmere. You guys know Dorian from Wims.
Of course we do.
Of course, Dorian went off the deep end with this and did a 12.5% blend of wheat wine and a tropical stout.
That sounds like something I want to... I mean, all these beers sound great, but that's got a little special place in my heart.
It's really good. I had it the other night. Excellent beer.
Good. You also got Harry in here too, right?
What was that?
I said you got Harry in here too, right?
Yeah, Harry jumped in late and then just drank. He didn't give me a full on of 20 for each beer, so we're kind of mixing up beers with Harry. But everybody gets a batch is guaranteed to get something from Harry.
So cool.
He gave me a mixed assortment of different beers. One being Inkazia is a Belgian double with purple corn. Next one is Doppelwanger. It's a 8% Doppelbock. And the third one is a Killer Tomato, which is a sour tomato, which I haven't tried. So hopefully he gives me an extra so I can try it.
He's a risk taker, man. I always appreciate that about him. He just does things that nobody else is doing, which is really cool.
Yeah. And the last beer is actually my beer, Secret Parking Lot, which I just brewed because it's easy to brew. I know I can make them good, and everybody can try it.
You make it really well. Let's not undershoot it here.
I'm actually going to put some pressure right here on Chris from Shoreside because he said he was going to give me something, so I'm still waiting.
Ooh. Okay, all right, come on. You know, step up, Chris. You don't get all day. Yeah, so how long is this going to run for, Mike?
This is running until the 22nd.
Running until the 22nd of October. Okay, so you got plenty of time. Similar to Jose's raffle, it's $5 per entry, correct? And you can just...
Yes.
All right, awesome.
Fantastic. You're doing good work. We are super excited for it. And thanks so much for joining us today. We got a lot more coming up. We got... we mentioned hot dogs. That's coming up after this.
Like a thousand diamonds strewn across a blue plain. I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless, and in this moment I am happy, happy. I wish you were here. I wish you were here.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 11 of America the Brutiful. We talked about it at the top of the show, eat hot dogs and get beer. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's not quite that simple. What are we talking about? Two of our favorite breweries are getting together for even more Holy Dog Day.
All right, let's commemorate this early here. We're going to drink a beer. This one was, Jose brought it for us.
Yes, he did.
And it goes very well with the topic. And it's from Tom's favorite brewery.
Other half with Phase 3. And the name of the beer is Original Chicago Doggin'. Imperial Stout with Wild Thai Bananas and Chocolate and Cream Sandwich Cookies.
That sounds amazing.
14%. You know it's a big boy.
It sounds decadently sweet. All right, so Equilibrium, Evil Twin, they're getting together for a hot dog eating contest on October 23rd, and you could win Project Blue Mountain, you could win Project Yemen, and more importantly, if you win, you are guaranteed every Equilibrium Barrel Aged Stout ahead of public sale for a year. You get the rights to get those beers before anybody else. You're guaranteed to get them. That's amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I gotta ask you. Please do not be offended.
I won't.
You should be. Are you gonna answer this?
I'm gonna be away.
Oh, this shit.
Is Yeah, I'm going to be at that
wedding. I'm going to tell you something, and this is no knock on the guy that they're putting up as a champion here. I have seen you put down some Italian hot dogs. I would put money on you if you were able to attend, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. You are like a bottomless pit.
Well, so you're bringing up one of the first episodes we did. There's a hot dog place, which in my estimation, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with this, and that's fine. If you want to disagree, that's fine. It's my opinion. Tommy's Hot Dogs in Elizabeth. Italian hot dogs, they are incredible. But for those of you who don't know what an Italian hot dog is, they're sliced. Very good. Yeah. They're sliced potatoes. It's a huge bomb of a thing.
Yes. So I'll give you guys just like an overview of what happened in that moment, because I still remember it was one of the first times, we sat and ate together and did the show, and I was like trying to figure out how to get my mouth. This is a fucking massive sandwich, right? It's like, it's probably about 4 inches high, and I'm not exaggerating. It's probably about that, and it's just like this pita wrapped in all this meat and starch and ketchup and whatever the hell else is on there, and I'm like trying to figure out how to put this in my mouth. I got like two or three potatoes and a little bit of ketchup in my mouth. You had like 3/4 of the sandwich done.
And I had the double too, which is...
I was like, holy shit, dude. I don't know how
you did it. Two dogs in there, yeah.
Tom's Dog, fantastic. I've had Dickie D's before. They're in North Newark. If you guys are looking for like just a place that's not fancy, you can get some great food. Maybe you went and drank beer somewhere. Who knows where the hell you went. Dickie D's, Tommy's, Newark, Elizabeth, you cannot go wrong.
That's right, Italian hot dogs. But so these are not, this is not going to be an Italian hot dog eating contest, or else the winner would have like three, right? But here's the deal. So you have to out-eat Equilibrium's Henry Street lead brewer, OG Kyle. And they are calling him an eating machine.
He must be. I mean, you can't.
If you're offering up this kind of, opportunity, he's got to be good.
Yes. I'm not going to be able to make it there, but I hope that they post videos, because I just want to see.
I'm sure there will be. And there's two special guest judges.
Yeah, not just any special guest. I mean, you got Yepe from Evil Twin. Awesome. That guy's always a good time. And Chino from Holy Dog. Holy Dog is that like a local hot dog place?
So the old EQ location, kind of across the street and up a block, is Holy Dog. Holy Dog is, without hyperbole here, one of my favorite hot dog places, but I'm going to give a little caveat to that. They have, most of their things are like sausages, right? Not just hot dogs. You think hot dog, Frankfurter, they have a lot of sausages there that are amazing.
Okay.
And this was a place, if you went to EQ back in the day, you're, in the EQ line, there's a lot of beer to be drank there. You go to the tap room, you get your bottles, you get your cans, people migrate over. They walk the block over, they go to Holy Dog. Great food to have after beer.
Where does this fall in the pantheon of great hot dogs?
So I'm gonna be completely honest. I've eaten at Holy Dog about 5 or 6 times. I have never had an actual hot dog there. I've always had, they have these like different sausages, and they come with like sliced apple. You can get them with like hot peppers. They have all these different like combinations, and they are amazing. They are amazing. How amazing? I'm gonna go on with this. Check them out on Yelp. 5-star average. The average is 5 stars. You never see that on Yelp. And it's like 300 ratings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's like impossible.
Okay.
That's almost an impossible number.
So we should go one day.
Yeah, we'll go.
We got to go.
We'll go. We'll go. When we finally get up to EQ to do an episode there, we will have Holy Dog.
Okay. One last question before we get into releases. How many hot dogs can you eat in 10 minutes, Dan?
Of like regular hot dogs, like
regular,
like Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
One dog, one bun. You can eat them separately. You can eat them together, but they all have to be like, you have to eat all of it within 10 minutes.
Right, and the bun.
And the bun.
So you look at Joey Chestnut. I think the record for that amount of time is 76.
Is it 76?
I think it's 76. I honestly, I don't think I can. I bet you I can get to double digits. I'm thinking 10, maybe 11. That's my guess.
10 to 11 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
That's impressive.
One hot dog a minute. I think I could do that if I prepared myself to do it, kind of starve myself a little bit. I can do it.
That's my guess.
That's my guess. 10 or 11. Okay. I've had as many as 18 White Castle sliders in a sitting.
So. Like in a timed or just eating?
I mean, it wasn't, I don't know how much it was timed, but I did it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of burgers.
Yeah. All right. How about you?
Not, you know, I don't know. I could probably put down like 5 or something. I don't, you know, I can eat, but I don't have what you, I would be like an impressive appetite where I could put down food in that mass. Cause you know what, like me, I would just get like mental about it and I'd be like, oh shit, I don't feel good. You know, like, and I just stop, you know what I mean? But
all right. So if you missed out and you're not going to be able to go to the Melissa's Wings event, again, this is October 23rd. Equilibrium and Evil Twin. They're going to have some Evil Twin NYC beers at Equilibrium as well. Great. For the event.
Great.
Go, even if you're not going to participate in the hot dog eating contest, show up. Check it out. Take pictures, video. I want to see all this stuff.
Yes, take videos and please send it to us because I would love to see it. Also, right before we go to break, I did go to Evil Twin Dumbo the other day. We talked about it last week, but we didn't have time to talk about it on the show. Awesome spot. If you guys have not been there, you know, genuinely, I was with my wife. She's pregnant, obviously, so she can't drink. But if I was going with a group of friends and it was like, you know, couples, we went out to dinner. There's a great Vietnamese place that's right around the corner called MEM. Not a very casual place. We literally ate, walked around a corner, went right there. Beer, like, first of all, there's a ton of couples there. Ton of couples. It wasn't just like dudes hammering IPAs. And they had like good beer every style. I honestly could have sat there for another two, like I had to drive. So I could, but I could have sat there for another 2 hours and just sampled each style that they had, you know?
And gentlemen out there, if you're looking to bring a lady to a brewery, that's one of the best ones to go to, because even if they're not into beer, they have cider, they have natural wine, they have all types of other drinks, they have cocktails, all types of other drinks, and it's right near the Brooklyn Bridge. You can walk right over to the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, get all cutesy with yourself, and also Time Out Market. That's frowned upon. But also the Time Out Market is right there, and you can go up to the rooftop of Time Out Market. You can get Giuliana's Pizza.
Beautiful.
You can overlook the city. It's tremendous.
Yeah, I was a big fan. Very pleasantly surprised.
Good.
We are going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're going to do local and national releases, and our special guest, Jose, is going to join us for that right when we get back.
All right, Chris, this is it. This is what we've been working for. If you get nervous, just picture the audience naked and slide those hot dogs down your throat.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 11 of America the Brutiful. Before we get to releases, here's a story that we're following. The McKellar Beer Celebration Copenhagen, the MBCC Festival, as it's known, is one of the premier beer festivals in the world. An invitation to pour at this event is an honor for breweries. But this year, several breweries are backing out.
That's right, Dan. Amid allegations of sexual harassment, bullying, discrimination from former McKellar employees, more than 25 breweries have backed out of the festival. There are some big names that you'll recognize among them. Vail, Highland Park, Green Cheek, Fonts Flora, Jester King, Holmes, and Arizona Wilderness, as well as local breweries to us, Industrial Arts and Innerborough.
So why are we talking about this? We're going to see a lot more stories like this in the future. Let's just be honest. Ever since a Rat Magnet post months ago, and we covered that here on the podcast, breweries are being urged by activists to, well, take action, right? And that action includes distancing themselves from other breweries who've had allegations against them.
Yeah, we recently saw this at the Untappd Festival in San Diego, where activists spoke out harshly for them allowing certain breweries to attend given previous allegations. We'll see how this affects future Beer Fest. I'm sure breweries will be pressured to have a vetting process before inviting others. I can guarantee you that there are Beer Fest coming up in the near future that aren't the same as they would have been a few months ago.
I'm sure you got to do your due diligence, right? You're going to invite people. You need to know who you're inviting. You need to know their whole story. You don't want backlash. Like, there's the old saying that all press is good press. That's not true. It's just not true.
That is certainly not true, especially when it comes to this. You know, and I like it's a weird thing too, right? Because I don't sit here and go through all the stories and know exactly all the details that are going on. I'm sure, like, some of these guys are probably like pretty close friends, you know, and is it, you know, those guys that are maybe from different breweries that have close ties, like, you know, is it that guy that's like committing these acts, or is it like one of his employees and he's just not reprimanding them? Like, it's a weird thing. It's tough. It's got to be super tough for, like, especially the breweries who aren't the ones that are making the offenses, but are close with those guys. Like, how do you handle that?
You know? I mean, I think more than that, it's you can't be on top of everything that's going on with everyone else. So, you look at the Rat Magnet, or like all the different stories that came out. They're up for 24 hours. There's hundreds of them.
Right.
You can't, you know, if you're some brewer, you're working on making your beer. You're not necessarily patrolling to see who all the offenders are. So at that point, you're going to have to like bring in somebody, be like, hey, listen, we have this festival. These are the breweries we're looking to maybe join. Is that cool? Yeah. Like anything we should know about? You know, that's got to be somebody's job.
Right. And Rat Magnet is now the torchbearer for this whole movement, right? I mean, it seems like to me that anybody that has an issue somewhere kind of goes to her to, you know, and her platform,
right,
in order to get it out to everybody. Right. So
so we're talking about local we're talking about festivals. Let's talk about Pastry Town. Other Half announced their Pastry Town all-in package. Like, these are the all-in, like, if you got the all-in ticket, these are the VIP beers.
You did not get all-in, right?
I did not. I got early entry.
I yes. All right. I got early entry as well. Jose, we just talked about this before the break. You will not be there, unfortunately.
I love you, Alvin.
He's going to be at a wedding.
He's going to be at a wedding. Yes, yes. So the
I can relate. I'm missing an event too because of a wedding.
So the first one, Pastry Town Sunk One, Bourbon BA, Blueberry Pancakes. Okay. We loaded our bourbon barrel-aged base stout with pancakes, blueberry, and maple for this Pastry Town Diner Classic.
And then there's Pastry Town Sunk Two, Bourbon Barrel Age Coffee and Waffles, The Breakfast of Champions, are based out, aged in a variety of bourbon barrels laced with coffee and stuffed with waffles, maple, coconut, and cinnamon.
And last but certainly not least,
no, there's two more.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry. Second to last. Bourbon BA Bananas Foster, Wild Thai Bananas, Cinnamon Brown Sugar in our Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Pastry Town Stout Recipe, Flambe Free.
And then Pastry Town Sunk Four, Bourbon Barrel Aged Rocky Road.
Uh-oh.
I know. Love me some Rocky Road. Yeah, I love me some Rocky Road, but I don't know if the Rocky Road is going to beat out the Bananas Foster. Wild Thai Banana by Other Half. Like, anytime you do anything with Wild Thai.
I agree with
They're so damn good.
Got the one right in front of us.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just what it sounds like. Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout, chocolate ice cream, marshmallow, almonds.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Twin Elephant. You want to bring this in, Jose? No.
I'll do the other one.
Okay, the other one. All right. So Twin Elephant, local favorites. Dewdrop. It's a grisette, 4.1%. Wakatoo.
So here's what they did. So this one was brewed with oak flour, right? German Pilsner and a heap of malted wheat make up the base. Then they dry hop it with, again, Wakatoo, right? Wakatoo. I don't know. I'm not a brewer, right? It tickles the top end. It says, it smells like lemongrass and dandelions drizzled with honey. Tastes like a lemon-lime spritzer with a side of clove-dusted shredded wheat. Whoever wrote that, good on you, man. That was very artful. So be on the lookout, they said, for the crew to open their taproom in Millington in the near future. Definitely check out Oak Flower. Keep them in mind. Really good home brewing stuff that will soon take it to the next level.
And you've done a brewery highlight on yes, Twin I Elephant, did. Right?
Yeah.
They're great guys.
Tim is awesome. Yeah. Tim is a really good guy, and the whole crew over there.
And the Wu-Tang references, yes. Like, it's nice. It's well, nice to have that so close.
You know, you got all the Wu-Tang references. You get, like, New Jersey hardcore references.
Right.
New Jersey punk scene references. They love music. Yes. And I love that. They always have, like, good tunes in there. The place is super cool. It's one of my favorite breweries to visit in New Jersey.
Yes. Now, going up north to the Catskills, we've got Equilibrium, Einstein's Yellow Cake. Listen to this. Okay.
I'm listening.
Einstein's yellow cake starts off with an MC squared base before being conditioned on marshmallows, toasted coconut, and orange zest for a creamy dessert style DIPA. I'm not usually a big fan of like the heavily, sugary, different types of things. But these guys, like Einstein's favorite, was one of the best IPAs of that kind of style that I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's a great beer.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the reviews on this, but a friend of mine, Good Beer Mule, is going up to Equilibrium. I might put an order after this episode.
Okay. They're also re-releasing the peanut butter swirl bar. It will be batch 2.
It's good beer.
Another IPA that they have is Energy Evolved. It says they take the double dry hopped MC Square and add what they call a colossal dose of their best galaxy yet to the dry hop. Hmm. That energy treatment and a touch, just a touch, of lactose for smoothness.
Above the Clouds. They've released this, I think, a number of times before. Double IPA uses a heavy oat base and a whirlpool blend of Citra and Idaho 7, then dry hop with Citra and a large dose of Nelson, just a touch of lactose to really elevate its velvety feel.
And they also talked about, Energy Evolution Day. If you were there, they have 6 puzzle cubes around. If you were lucky enough to find one of those, you got some beer to take home. And that's cool. I always like little gimmicks, man. They sell me. A lot of people are like, who cares? I get excited for stupid stuff.
I'm going to tell you, I had a half a pound of dandelion sitting in my freezer for like 3 months. And then I thought I was going to be like, I'm going to go out there every day and just get these dandelions. I'm at like 5 pounds. And like, I never did it again. My wife's like, all right, these are going in the garbage.
Let's talk Tin Barn real quick. Melted gelato, blackberry, raspberry. Here's one thing I love. This is probably something that everybody should know, but if you don't know, heavily fruited sours. They made a big point in caps, must be refrigerated at all times, or the cans can burst. And I love this part that they said, Tom, flip and roll the can before opening. Grim taught me that a long time ago. I've never forgotten it.
I'm going to tell you, I think that's going to be a big beer from these guys.
Yeah, Lauren is killing it up there.
She is absolutely destroying it.
And we haven't talked about these people in a while. Top Beer Drops out of Utah. Great dude. She's been featured on there like a couple times. Like Queen Citra, one of those beers was on there.
Queen Citra's unbelievable.
On there. And then she's had a couple other beers on there, I think, as well. I mean, it's great. It's great what they're doing up there.
And, it's getting a little colder now, but the times that I was there in the summer, it was unbelievably packed. Like, I could not believe the amount of people that were there.
It's like a big open field, and they got that great big-ass pizza oven.
Outdoor area they built with that deck.
They have bands playing. Yep. It's good times there.
Staying up in the Catskills, Hudson Valley Brewing. This I saw a picture of, and this sounds and looks like a good beer. Fauna. Sour IPA, raw wheat, flaked and malted oat, milk sugar, kiwi, lime, hibiscus, hopped with Citra and Azaka.
That sounds super refreshing.
Yes, it does.
Also confetti. This is a new one that they did. Sour IPA with wheat, orange, and lime, hopped with El Dorado.
Next up, we got Brick City, Total Unconsciousness collab with my friends over at Alternate Ending. It's a deceptively smooth 10% ABV New England-style tipa, quadruple dry-hopped with stunning amount of juicy Citra Cryo, Mosaic Cryo, El Dorado, and Motueka hops.
That's a lot of hops. Quadruple hopped, triple New England-style triple IPA, 10%. Sign me up. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be very good. Great job on that, by the way. Thanks, man.
I had to pick that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's talk referend. Smultron Stele 2020.
Good job.
It brings the... we all know...
Never nailed that.
We all know the Smultron that came out before. Amazing strawberry beer. This one is a golden ale briefly re-fermented atop a great red mass with little green stars, they say. Collapsed strawberries. Sounds great.
If you miss them on Saturday, October 16th, they're only open for 2 more days in New Jersey. November 6th, yard sale, bottle release, cellar treasures, and December 4th, our anniversary/farewell party. I still got to go pick up this freaking Blue Buttons I got down there. I don't even know.
Well, then, either Blue Book or Tender Buttons.
Blue Book.
But if they make Blue Buttons, sign me up too.
Yeah. But I got Blue Book down here.
I also have a buddy who from Maryland. He's really into gin barrel sours, and he put an order. I told him I would pick it up. I got to do it soon.
Oh, you're going down there?
I might go down this weekend. If you will have listened, I might have gone down the previous week.
And you might have picked up my bottle.
And I might. Yes, I might have.
All right, national releases. Three Sons. This is fucking super interesting.
This is super So this is not the only one that's super cool. I don't know about if you know about the second one. We're going to talk about it, but let's talk about it. Three Sons. One of the bottles we're giving away is from Three Sons, called Cariño. But these are some recent releases that they did. I know the first one, Tom, is like so up your alley. It's not even fun.
It's what? Cali Gold. It's a 10-year-old California brandy barrel-aged, chewy English barley wine with notes of velvety caramel and dates intertwined with vanilla, oak, and brandy, all balanced by 15.5% booze.
But that's not the cool part. The cool part is what it comes in. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's a they call it a distinguished vessel. All right, which is why they hand-filled, hand-corked, hand-sealed with a temper strip and a custom gold-printed 750-milliliter decanter bottle.
Wow.
It's cool. Now, I'm going to say something about this before we move on. If you look at the Instagram page, their Instagram page and that specific post, they have the barley wine on the rocks. They've got like big ice cubes in a rocks glass. Mm. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just for... Optics?
Is it?
I don't know.
You think so?
I hope it is.
I don't know.
It's a little odd.
It's odd. It's still beer. There's no, no carbonation to it.
But that's,
and it's fucking expensive.
It's good, I think it's $75.
$75 for a bottle.
$75. Yeah. But you look at it this way: you're getting I think the number that they made was super small.
Yes, it's a single barrel, and there was a lot of.
I think if you were not a member of Three Sons, if you were not, and I think there's 100 members of Three Sons, I think if you were not, there were, I think, 40 to the public.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people, I personally know a lot of people that went in and tried to win it. Basically, it's an Osner thing. You go in, you act like you bought it, and if you do, then they charge you. If not, then you just find out that you're a loser.
Right.
That's how it works.
And you probably lose most of the end.
Yes, probably a loser.
You got another one, right?
Oh, yeah. So Pink Bling, and this is one, Jose, that you would be interested in.
This is tickling me right now.
Yeah. This is a salted, first of all, it sounds amazing, a salted guava sour ale, they call it Goza, right? Brewed to help awareness for breast cancer while delivering an explosion of fruit flavors. 7% alcohol, it's $18 a four-pack. Here's the big part of it, right? A percentage of the proceeds from the sales of Pink Bling cans will go to supporting at FL Breast Cancer Foundation and their mission to end suffering caused by breast cancer through research, education, advocacy, and assisting with the living expenses and mammogram programs.
That is beautiful.
Fantastic. It's great. Raspberry Dazed, our imperial fruited sour ale with luscious loads of raspberry tart and sweet goodness, 7% ABV, $24 a four-pack.
So at the beginning of the show, we mentioned that there was a beer that would fall into our pantheon of what even is beer, and that is by Two Tides Brewing.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this one, Tom. Did you see this one?
I did not see this. Where is Two Tides?
I believe it's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
This is called Sir... This is a Wendy's, and they have the Wendy's logo on it.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. This
like
is...
Like cease and desist type
They are
logo?
Going to get a cease and desist.
Really?
Like, if they don't get a cease and desist
they
for this...
They sell that quick.
whoever is working at Wendy's has dropped the ball if they don't get a cease and desist on this one.
Huh.
But it's interesting. This one is a chocolate-forward stout. They say slammed with chocolate soft serve powder. It is supposed to taste like a chocolate frosty. Yeah.
How did you even find this here?
I think I saw Haze Boy's comment on it.
Okay.
I actually had a bunch of people send me this too, like as if as if all I do is eat frosties all day. Not all day.
I think it was more the stout thing.
Not the frosties. Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Angry Chair. Felicitous.
I think that's correct.
Okay. Felicitous. Early last year, we brewed a big old raspberry imperial stout with our good friends Forager. Ooh, that's exciting. For the last 20 months, it has been aging in both red wine and bourbon barrels, where it has grown into something we are very pleased to share with y'all. This is a, I didn't realize that not only that this was a Forager collab, but also that it was barrel aged for as long as it is.
That's a lot of months. And so I had the non-barrel-aged version, and I'll be completely honest. Listen, I've said it before, Angry Chair is my favorite brewery. That was not my favorite beer. But they're double-barreled. Red. I think the red wine and raspberry, I think it's going to – I don't know. I think it might really work.
So you didn't like the base that much, but you think the barrel-aged
– I do. Off. Yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
Interesting. Jose, you big Angry Chair guy?
Yes, I don't get enough of it, but I do have their teku, of course.
There we go.
Or tiku, whichever you want to call it.
There we go. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be seeing you next weekend or this upcoming weekend at the Seed. I'd invite everybody else to come down there, but it's a closed event. So, but you know, after Saturday, go check out the Seed. They're a great little brewery, and they're helping Jose do a great thing. So, you know, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time, and thank you for letting us be a part of what you got going on.
Thank you guys, and thank you for the bottles too.
Of course, much appreciated. Anything we can do.
Anytime. Until next time, America, drink up and stay beautiful.
Oh, keys.